How to Heal Dental Caries with the Paleolithic Diet by Russell Simmons. An Introduction to Healing Dental Caries. A new paradigm for dental health. The concept of tooth decay and its treatment has been entrenched in the mainstream for centuries. Yet, much of what we have been taught about dental health in schools and by conventional medicine is either outdated or incomplete. Over the years, I have come to realize that the traditional narrative we are told about cavities and tooth decay is not only incomplete, but also misleading. This book represents a departure from those outdated views, rooted in my own personal experiences and transformative research that ultimately allowed me to heal my own cavities without ever needing to visit a dentist. Through this journey, I have discovered a revolutionary approach to dental health, one that begins with the realization that incorrect nutrition, not genetics or poor hygiene alone, is the real cause of tooth decay. Breaking free from conventional wisdom. For most of us, the conventional view of dental care involves regular visits to the dentist, brushing with fluoride toothpaste, and perhaps the occasional filling. However, this model often ignores the deeper causes of tooth decay and fails to address how we can prevent it naturally. Over the years, as I explored the work of authors like Ramya Nagel, who wrote Cure Tooth Decay, Heal and Prevent Cavities with Nutrition, and Dr. Weston A. Price, the renowned dentist from the 1930s, I began to understand that tooth decay could be healed and prevented through proper nutrition and lifestyle changes. Both of these pioneers emphasized the importance of nutrition in maintaining and restoring oral health, and their research resonated deeply with me. Through their studies, I learned that modern diets, especially those laden with sugars, refined carbohydrates, and processed foods, are the primary culprits behind the epidemic of tooth decay. I also discovered that the key to healing cavities is not found in dental procedures or treatments, but in the foods we choose to nourish our bodies. This revelation shifted my perspective and empowered me to take control of my dental health in a completely new way. Nutrition, the key to healing. Correct nutrition is the cornerstone of tooth remineralization and the prevention of dental caries. Many people are unaware that the food they eat can directly influence the health of their teeth. The real solution to tooth decay lies in nourishing your body with the right foods, foods that are rich in the essential vitamins, minerals, and fats required for dental health. By incorporating nutrient-dense, whole foods into your daily diet, you can begin to reverse the damage caused by years of poor dietary habits. A diet similar to the Paleolithic or pre-agricultural regimen is ideal for restoring and maintaining dental health. This includes whole, unprocessed foods such as wild-caught salmon, sardines, organic, high omega, 3 nuts and seeds, and fresh vegetables and greens in their most natural form. These foods are packed with alkaline minerals, trace elements, antioxidants, vitamins, omega-3 fatty acids, and essential fish oils, all of which are vital for strong, healthy teeth. By eliminating junk food, excessive carbohydrates, added sugars, and processed foods, you create a nourishing environment for your body to heal and regenerate. However, nutrition alone is not enough. To fully support the remineralization process, regular brushing with a special remineralizing paste after every meal is helpful. This simple practice can make a difference in the health of your teeth by providing the necessary elements to rebuild tooth enamel. A lifelong commitment to oral health. Healing dental caries and maintaining dental health is not a quick fix. It requires a serious, lifelong commitment. This is not a temporary diet or a short-term solution. It is a complete shift in the way you think about food, health, and self-care. As you embark on this journey, you must be prepared to make a permanent change in your eating habits and lifestyle. There is no room for half measures or skipping steps. The healing process takes time, and results may not be immediate. Your teeth need months, sometimes even longer, under the right conditions, to begin to heal or regenerate. This process can be challenging to maintain, but it is well worth the effort. Patience and perseverance are essential. Although the results may vary from person to person, the key is consistency. If you commit to this program fully, you can begin to see significant improvements over time. It is important to remember that healing is a gradual process. And just as it took years to develop cavities, it may take time to see the full benefits of your commitment to a healthy, whole foods-based lifestyle. An alternative to expensive, invasive procedures. Throughout my own experience, I've been able to avoid what would have been thousands of dollars in dental procedures, like the removal of wisdom teeth, the extraction of cavities, and the painful insertion of toxic fillings. Not only is this approach more cost-effective, but it is also far less invasive and far less painful. The beauty of this alternative approach lies in its ability to heal the root cause of tooth decay and prevent it from recurring. By following the nutrition-based guidelines and lifestyle changes outlined in this book, you can potentially avoid the need for expensive dental interventions altogether. This is not to say that there is no place for conventional dentistry. Emergency situations will always require professional intervention. However, by addressing the underlying causes of tooth decay through nutrition, you can greatly reduce your need for such interventions and regain control of your dental health. The journey ahead. Are you ready? Now that you have a clear understanding of what this program entails and the potential consequences of not following it, I ask you, are you willing to commit to this journey for the rest of your life? Are you prepared to take responsibility for your own health and make the changes necessary to heal your teeth and prevent further damage? This journey is not an easy one, but it is a rewarding one. It requires discipline, patience, and dedication, but the rewards are profound. Not only will you experience improved dental health, but you will also feel a greater sense of vitality and well-being. This program is not just about healing cavities. It's about reclaiming your power over your health and embracing a life of wholeness. The decision to embark on this journey is entirely up to you. But if you are ready to make that commitment, you will find that the path to healing dental caries is both empowering and transformative. The time to take action is now. Are you ready to embrace this new way of living? If so, your teeth and your health will thank you. Chapter 1: Terrified of the Dentist. Terrified of the dentist? From an early age, I found myself haunted by the thought of dental appointments. It wasn't just the inconvenience or the cost of dental procedures that left me anxious. It was the overwhelming fear of the torture associated with it. One of my earliest memories involves a friend from seventh grade, a devout Christian Scientist, whose religious background led him to a different perspective on health. When I curiously asked him, "Can Christian Scientists heal cavities as well?" he flashed a mischievous grin, revealing a mouth full of amalgam fillings and braces. "Well, that's my little secret," he laughed. Even though he seemed unaffected by the discomfort of his dental work, I couldn't help but feel that something about it didn't sit right. How could it be that a loving God, who could heal so much, allowed something as troubling as cavities to exist, demanding a dentist's intervention instead? For many, the dental visit is just a routine part of life, one that is met with either indifference or a sense of resignation. But for me, it became a source of deep concern. The thought of a dentist drilling into my teeth, injecting me with numbing agents, and filling cavities with toxic amalgams never seemed like an acceptable solution. When the cure involves mercury, silver, tin, copper, and zinc, something feels fundamentally wrong. Even more troubling is the reality that the dental work doesn't just stop with fillings. Over time, these temporary fixes can deteriorate, requiring more invasive procedures like root canals and eventually dentures. Worse still, this entire cycle carries its own set of complications, often leading to further health issues down the road. The never-ending cycle of dental misery. It's an alarming paradox. The very people who diligently care for their teeth, brushing, flossing, avoiding sweets, and regularly visiting the dentist, often end up losing just as many teeth as those who neglect their dental hygiene entirely. This happens because the fundamental issue isn't being addressed: the lack of proper nourishment for the teeth and gums. Without the right nutrients, the body simply cannot regenerate and maintain healthy teeth, no matter how diligently one may care for them. I vividly recall the gagging sensation I endured during routine dental x-rays, with those foreign objects shoved deep into my mouth while I was subjected to dangerous radiation. The antiseptic smells, the anxiety that built up days before an appointment, the dread of knowing what was coming next. These memories still send shivers down my spine. But the absolute worst was the fear of having my teeth drilled. The sound of the drill, the intense heat as it spun against my enamel, and the sharp, painful sensation as it invaded my delicate nerves was beyond unbearable. It was a nightmare I couldn't bear to repeat. The moment I received my last filling at age 13, I vowed to never subject myself to that horror again, no matter what. This, of course, raised the inevitable question: is there no alternative to the traditional drill, fill, and bill model of dentistry? How could it be that nature, which has so perfectly designed the human body, could have allowed such a devastating flaw as tooth decay to go unaddressed? The root cause: a flawed system. It didn't take long for me to realize that the answer was simple. There's something terribly wrong with what humans are doing to nature. The modern American diet, MAD, loaded with processed foods, refined sugars, and unnatural carbohydrates, was the culprit. Just as our bodies suffer from the effects of a diet that's devoid of necessary nutrients, so too do our teeth. Teeth, like the rest of our body, depend on proper nutrition to remain healthy. Yet the modern world has stripped away the very nutrients necessary for maintaining strong, resilient teeth. Gone are the days when people ate a diet rich in whole, nutrient-dense foods. Now we are bombarded with empty calories, synthetic additives, and artificial flavors that not only fail to nourish us, but actively contribute to the degradation of our bodies, including our teeth. I discovered that the solution to this problem lies not in more dental procedures, but in a return to nature. The herbs, vitamins, minerals, and trace elements that our teeth desperately need are all available in the natural world, yet they have been largely eliminated from our modern diets. This loss is not incidental. It is the direct result of our reliance on convenience foods and processed products. Even something as simple as our toothpaste can be devoid of the essential ingredients needed for remineralization and repair. A radical shift in thinking. It was through the pioneering research of Ramier Nagel, author of Cure Tooth Decay, Heal and Prevent Cavities with Nutrition, and Dr. Weston, a Price, a renowned dentist and researcher from the 1930s, that I found the answers I was searching for. Nagel, drawing on his own experiences and the work of Dr. Price, revealed that the true cause of tooth decay is not just the bacteria in our mouths, but the lack of proper nutrition. This was a revelation that changed my perspective completely. If our bodies can regenerate and heal from so many ailments, why would it be any different for our teeth? Dr. Price's research took him to remote villages around the world, where he studied indigenous people who still maintained their traditional diets. What he discovered was astonishing. As long as these people adhered to their native, nutrient-dense diets, they were virtually free of tooth decay and many other health problems. These were societies that had never tasted processed sugar, refined grains, or pasteurized milk. Instead, they lived on a diet of fresh, whole foods that were rich in essential nutrients, foods that were abundant in the vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and healthy omega, three fats necessary for both overall health and dental health. The Return to Wholeness. This book is the culmination of my own personal journey to heal my teeth and ultimately my body. By embracing the nutritional wisdom of Dr. Price and Ramia Nagel, I was able to break free from the cycle of endless dental work and heal my own cavities naturally. It wasn't a quick fix, nor was it easy, but it was absolutely worth it. I didn't just save myself thousands of dollars in dental bills. I saved my health and my peace of mind. Now, as I look back on those painful dental experiences, I am grateful for the journey I've taken. But I'm also angry at the system that perpetuates this cycle of fear and suffering. It is time for a change, a return to the wisdom of nature, where health is not something to be treated or fixed, but something to be cultivated and nurtured. Our teeth, just like the rest of our bodies, have the innate ability to heal and regenerate when given the right nutrients, care, and respect. If we simply embrace a diet that supports and nourishes our teeth and gums, one that mirrors the diet of our ancestors, we can avoid the painful, invasive procedures that have become so normalized in modern dentistry. By the end of this book, you will understand how to nourish your teeth, how to remineralize them, and how to prevent future decay. But more importantly, you will come to realize that true health, wholeness, goes far beyond the dentist's chair. It starts with the food you put into your body, and the way you treat yourself with love, respect, and care.